Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 58th BFI London Film Festival, and today I'm joined by filmmaker Tetsuya Nakashima, who is presenting his film The World of Kanako. So thanks very much for being with us, first of all. And I guess as a first question, I'd like to ask you, for the benefit of our listeners, to tell us a little bit about the story.
It's a story about in a concise form. It's the one day his daughter going missing, and her father trying to find her, and through those journeys, he's got the father himself is a very problematic father, and also he's got no affection towards the daughter as well. So they have got the really strange sort of the relationship between daughter and father, and the daughter is also sort of doing the really really horrible things, and she's a criminal as well. So it's a very strange story between mother and father, if I can just sum up everything.
And now, where did the prime inspiration for this film come from?
Well, I came across this novel. So this is the novel adaptation, and the main character is called Fujishima. He's an utter violent guy, and then he's a very, very, very hopeless guy as well. And I attracted his character, which is he only communicates the person or anybody through the violence, and then he rapes people, and then he hit people. That's the only way he can communicate with people, and then that really attracted me, because he has got both character or the quality of tragedy and comedy.
He's the ultimate anti-hero.
完全なアンチヒーローですよね。完全な悪役みたいな感じになっていて。Yes.
Obviously, we have to talk about the style, which is it's a particular postmodernist. There's a lot in it. So how did you construct the vision of the film?
構造としては現代の時間と3年前の時間が
My direction this time is the two different timings. So the present time and then 3 years ago. So that's kind of jump off one to another. And I wanted to create the two completely different movies, and merging into one in the end. So I created the 3 years ago scene. A young guy, fell in love with the little woman, and he's having a sort of a romantic sort of fantasy in his head. That was the first one, and then the second one is the father trying to find the daughter, and those two different stories started with a completely opposite or different stories, and then it's kind of like through the violence it's merging into one, and then in the end it becomes the one stories. So that's how I directed it this time.
That's very interesting, because the contrast seems to be a vital part of the film, and not just in the way that you almost shot two different movies, but also sense of humor tied in with heavy drama. So what's the choice behind that approach?
I think it's very, very important element that you're putting into the movie, because of the comedy sort of the scene is I think that all the humanity and what the human shows is not only tragedy. In the tragedy you can find some sort of comedy the element to it as well. So if you're depicting really, really sad scene, just sad, and really like only sad, it's not really interesting. I want to bring out some sort of like a comical elements within those sad scenes. So one person is very, very sad in the scene, but the people who's watching him being sad may be laughable and may be comical. So that's the sort of the perspective I wanted to show in the movie. So as of Fujishima, he, as I said before, he has got the comic side and tragedy you know, he has got both elements to it. So even a very, very cruel scene, or, you know, something really, really like an extra, extra violent scene, the viewer can laugh, you know, find something laughable, or, you know, something like enjoyable, and or something like, you know, really, really sad scene, the viewer can sort of like, you know, burst into laughing. That can be possible. And I think that's the, you know, depicting the real humanity.
Well, Charlie Chaplin would have agreed. So now let's talk about the acting. I mean, obviously we, the audience, perceive the film as an incredible vision. But how did you work with the actors in getting their performance, even considering that the film, the structure of the film isn't as very linear?
Right, before this movie, I was the director who tend to direct every single detail. So, you know, I'm asking actor to do whatever I ask them to do. So, you know, there's no sort of like a leeway or, you know, any freedom, you know, for actor himself. That was the former movies. But in World of Kaneko, I let them loose, and I left the actor to act how they like it, and I didn't direct too much, and I was really, really curious that if I ask them to do whatever they want, then you know, how they you know, act. And then that was very, very interesting, and you know, it turns out it's more attractive, really, as a director. So I think from now on, I am not going to direct them, you know, bit by, you know, bit into details. I think I'm going to just ask them to do, you know, like freely. And what I found out through this movie is that all the actors want to play villains because they enjoy more than the, you know, playing somebody who has got the good quality. So, you know, if they have to play the, you know, protagonist or the anti-heroes, they enjoy most, really. That's how I, you know, find it this time. So, you know, I think the actors like to play, you know, bad people.
I've interviewed a lot of actors. Yeah, they tell me that.
Yeah. Well, to me, that's the you know, I can see it in them.
Why do you think that is?
なぜでしょうか?
多分それを僕が人間欠点を持った。
In my interpretation is that the you know, I am always drawing into the you know, the person's negative quality, not, you know, more like you know, just a likable quality. It's more, a little bit more about forte, and everybody, you know, has got those malicious part in them, and then, you know, showing those malicious part and then and animated into the, you know, in their acting, I think they just they can enjoy it because the everybody has got those malicious side of it. So, you know, to bring out those kind of side into their acting, they are very, you know, feeling very happy and energetic, and they can be really animated.
Oh yeah, I'm from the very beginning, what do we see? Christmas lights. Oh, it's Christmas, it's going to be a happy film. A few seconds later, you know that's not going to be the case. Do you find that it's through this work you also have fun taking the audience out of their comfort zone? Because using the example of Christmas again, Christmas is usually associated with happy things. But here, you know, soon enough we find out that it's not going to be a happy, happy movie.
Like you said, you know, it was the you know, bringing the audience out of the comfort zone. That's the one thing. But the more about the all these, you know, smiling, happy face in the Christmas scene, you can see the characters appearing in and out sometimes, and in, you know, those characters appears in that scene, and they look happy, but you know, they have got some sort of like you know, despairing, you know, the feeling to it, or you know, they have got the, you know, malicious feeling and then, you know, violence behind it, but they're not showing that, you know, in their face. So that's the you know, another sort of aspect of the you know, those first scene.
We have to talk about how important is post-production editing in your work.
全部の全ての映画作りの作業の中で一番好きなのが編集です。
Well, to be honest, the editing is the I love most. You know, out of the whole process of you know making a movie. So when I'm sort of like cutting you know out the movies and then editing bits and pieces, this is the time that I feel like you know I am so glad I am a filmmaker. So you know I get the total satisfaction doing the editing more than anything.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us. It's a great film. Great film.
素晴らしい映画でした。
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.